We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sinclair, Lincoln, and Ford Sports Open Line continues.
KMOX is like the birthplace of sports broadcasting.
On KMOX.
Alex Ferrario back with you on a Monday night, hour number two. Sports Open Line brought to you by Dave Sinclair, Lincoln, and Ford here until 10 o'clock this evening. Going to spend this hour now getting into the news of the day in the sports world, which no question is sports betting being legalized throughout the United States. It starts in New Jersey and could potentially make its way through as we welcome in a legal sports betting issues expert, Alan Milstein, joining us now here on KMOX. Alan, it's great to talk with you, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing so well. And talk to me a little bit about the news, because this has got to be interesting for a legal sports betting analyst. And we've heard one side of it this afternoon talking about the negatives that could affect professional sports. But we've also heard the positives from this one, saying that it could really help states and professional sports.
Yeah, I think both of those are probably true. You know, the interesting thing about what this case is about is Congress could have very easily have outlawed sports betting. But instead of doing that, what it did was say that the states essentially had to police this territory, and the states had to make sure that there was no betting on sports. The specific words of the statute were the states could not authorize sports betting. So, you know, it's not like Congress couldn't have passed the statute that would have essentially kept sports betting off the books. It chose to do it in kind of a strange way, and the Supreme Court essentially said that Congress can't make the states essentially enforce laws that Congress wants enforced if Congress isn't going to do anything.
Yeah, so they essentially were saying that, look, we can't force them to make betting on sports illegal, so we can't force them to make it illegal. So we basically just give each state the opportunity to decide what they want to do with sports betting.
That's correct. That's called commandeering. Most people never heard of anything called commandeering that was in the Constitution. But essentially, it's a states' rights issue, and what it basically says is, hey, Congress, if you want to pass laws, you pass laws, but you can't force the states to do your bidding for you.
Well, and I found it interesting, Brent Musburger, who's a former ESPN announcer, now he runs a sports betting business out in Las Vegas. He said today that sports betting and influence scandals are rare, and that all bookmakers in Las Vegas want its integrity and honesty. And I think that's the biggest concern, right, Alan, is people are concerned that, oh, this is going to manipulate professional sports, and there's going to be so many issues that are going on behind the scenes that nobody knows about now. But the reality is sports betting is going on today. Now it's just giving the opportunity to make it legal in states to benefit from it.
That's right. That's right. I mean, if anybody, you know, who would you rather be behind sports betting? It would be, you know, these shady characters, these, you know, those are the people that you have to worry about, as opposed to you walk into, you know, a casino and you place a bet on this team or that team. But I, you know, what is a concern, I think, to more people than, you know, I don't think anybody is seriously concerned that there's going to be players throwing games or anything like that. Mm-hmm. What is a concern is that, you know, there are a lot of people who would have no interest in going into a casino and playing roulette or blackjack or poker, but they'll love to start betting on games. And, you know, I think you're going to certainly see an increase in people addicted to gambling, because it's going to be so easy to bet on games, and these games change, you know, particularly with something like baseball, basketball, or hockey. You know, the games change every day. You can bet a whole slew of games every night. and you can end up losing a lot of money and really become addicted to gambling.
Do you feel like, Alan, that all professional leagues, whether it be Major League Baseball or NBA or NHL or NFL, that they're going to have to put severe regulations on this, though, because obviously they're going to want a stake in this because people are betting and making money off of their product, but they're going to have to put, their being the professional sports league, they're going to have to put a lot of regulations on this to make sure that everything is going according to plan and there is no shady stuff that's going on behind the scenes.
I think they're going to be out of it. You know, the NBA said it wanted, you know, they wanted a vig of 1%. Betting, they're not going to get anything out of it.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to have any say in how it's regulated. It's all going to be up to the states and the casino control commissions of the various states to regulate the betting and to make sure that that there's no shady characters controlling the system.
Why do you feel?
I think the chance of that is so minor. I mean, there's so much betting going on
right
now. You know, it's a $150 billion business. You know, so you know, you don't see that kind of influence disrupting the sport today. So I don't think you're going to see it just because it's legal.
Let me ask you this. Why do you feel like that the NBA or professional sports leagues aren't going to profit off of this?
Well, you know, the only way they can profit off it is if you can go to a Cardinals game and in addition to buying a ticket at the ticket window, you can bet on the team. You know, and so that's the only way they're going to make any money out of this thing. And I don't know whether you think you're going to see that at Busch Stadium? You think you're going to
I don't
see a parimutuel window?
I don't expect that. One more.
That's what some people are predicting.
Yeah, one more for Alan with us here on the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. Talk to me a little bit about the positive side, because obviously this is a state-by-state case where every state has the option to legalize it. Hypothetically, if Missouri were to legalize sports betting, how beneficial could it be for the state?
Well, it's only beneficial in that it will increase some tax revenue. So
yeah.
In Missouri, I mean, they're going to do it on the riverboats, right? That's where gambling is legal.
Right, correct. That and the horse track.
Oh, that's right, and the racetracks, right. So, I mean, you know, how much more money is going to be bet on these casinos? You know, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, don't you think that most sports betting is between private parties as opposed to placing bets with bookies? I mean, so I don't think that's going to change at all. You know, the NCAA pools, the office pools, people betting on football, and most of that is privately done. You know, I don't know how much more is going to be done, you know, just because you can place a bet at the casino. But you know what's really dangerous about this is, you know, people out there may love the Cardinals and think they have a great team, but the odds makers are so good at what they do that every bet you make is almost a flip of a coin. You know, you're not going to just be able to say, you know, I'm going to take the Cardinals tonight, because you're going to, if the Cardinals have a good team, you're going to give up three runs. And the odds makers are pretty good at essentially making every bet a toss up.
Boy, I can't wait to see what happens with this as we continue to move forward. Alan, we thank you so much for the time tonight, sir, and we'll probably be contacting you again down the road when this thing continues to pick up steam.
All right, you all take care.
There you go. Thank you so much, Alan. Alan Milstein joining us here on the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line, legal sports betting issues expert. We'll come back and welcome in Mike Claiborne, get his thoughts on this one, because Claib seems to think this one's going to be pretty severe in sports. So we'll hit on that next on KMOX.
We're going to chase that Super Bowl.
This is the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
You know, I've been reading so much on this sports betting and the legalization of it this afternoon, trying to see both sides of it, seeing the pros and the cons. And, you know, there's so many more pros than cons, it seems like, according to everyone reporting on it. like pro sports benefiting from it, which Alan made it seem like they may not, 1%, maybe a little bit less, but you know, they're going to be arguing for more. But you think about the state and the tax benefits they're going to be taking from this. I mean, look at what it's like in Vegas when it comes to betting on sports. Now, I'm not saying that if it were to pass here in Missouri, it would be the exact same as Vegas. But Caesars Palace had a 6% stock increase a couple of hours after this was introduced. That's a big deal. So it seems to be there's a lot of pros in this one, but there's also a lot of digging that can go into it. So let's welcome in Mike Claiborne, Cardinals broadcaster, a part of the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Line, as he joins us now here on the Goodwill Guest Line. Claibs, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing well, Alex. Doing well.
So this news came out, and maybe it's not as severe because it's not 100% in other states. But boy, Claibs, the impact that this could truly have on professional sports is kind of intimidating.
Well, I told somebody, I was talking to Bob Nightingale today about it, and I said this will have the biggest impact in sports since somebody thought it was a good idea to keep score.
Wow.
And here's why. The financial ramifications are so great that I don't think people are really thinking this thing out as far as, well, I can go bet on a game. Well, yeah, you can bet on a game, but now you're going to have leagues that the NBA has already indicated that they're going to have a surcharge on any game wager in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So that means more money for them, which means what? More money for the players. And that's fine. But here's who's going to get left out in the cold. What about the college athlete?
Yeah.
Where they're making direct money, and don't think the NCAA won't charge to bet on their games as well. So what about the college athlete who once again gets left out? And for anybody who says, well, they're getting a free education, you should try and follow how long the college athlete dedicates their time to sports during the course of the week. There's nothing free. So let's eliminate that off the bat. But there's so many other things that go into it because we're just talking about wagering on wins and losses. What if they want to expand the game a little bit and start wagering on individual performances? Or what do they want to start wagering on different statistics throughout the course of a season? There's so many things that can grow from this that this thing could really just be the most impactful thing we've ever seen in society. Throw in the fact of technology. Is this going to be, are we going to have brick-and-mortar facilities, or are you going to be able to do it from home? Are you going to be able to do it, you know, on your computer? I mean, there's so many things that go into that, along with the fact that how many places are set up for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like this. Go back to the days when every state was strapped for cash, and they said, "Hey, how about a riverboat casino? All right, let's do that, and we're going to set it up and tell everybody that this money is going to go to education." Followed by the lottery. Hey, let's do the lottery. Hey, that's going to help education, or it's going to help this, or it's going to help that. It was a new revenue stream for states. Now marijuana has taken over. In California, they just opened up business for marijuana. But here's the problem. You're going to cannibalize your situation in some cases. I know in California, they are projected to do somewhere around $140 million in one quarter in marijuana sales. Well, they only did 35. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But one of the things is, you know, they're still competing against the people who do it illegally.
Yeah.
And who's to say that won't apply in this case as well, especially if you're going to be charging a person maybe an additional handler fee because you're betting on the NHL or the NBA or whatever the sport might be. So there's a lot of things that go into this that I'm not sure people have taken into full account, not to mention for the degenerate gambler, this will put him well on his way to financial ruin.
Well, and it's so interesting.
It's too easy.
It's so interesting reading through some of the transcripts, Claibs, when all of this went down this afternoon. And one of them that really stuck out to me was listening to Chris Christie, who obviously headed this for New Jersey. He said that Americans already spend nearly $150 billion a year on illegal sports wagering. So he said, rather than sit here and make it illegal, why not bring it out into the public?
Well, yeah, and I agree. I mean, and the same thing was said about casinos. The same thing was said about lotteries. And anything that had, whether it was a game of chance or however you want to describe it, it's been that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so now states have decided that they're going to try and make money off of it, like everybody else is, and it just goes to the coffers of trying to keep states afloat. Goes to the budget. Now, how it's earmarked, I think that'll be interesting to see. But, you know, you have to wonder, you know, when it comes to legislation in different states, you know, I think St. Louis will probably be 52nd. The state of Missouri will be 52nd on getting this whole thing organized the way we move in this state about things. And heaven help us if it's up to the St. Louis area, city, county, for us to get anything done to be able to reap some of the benefits. I think what the first thing you have to do is find people who actually have a feel for the growth of it and what's realistic. You know, Chris Christie throws that number around, and maybe he is a little bit more in sync with it, because I know New Jersey really, you know, they were the ones who got this ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably have, you know, more data, but I think you're going to have to garner data in this part of the country as well. And maybe Illinois would probably be a state that would be commensurate to what they have in New Jersey. They have a major city within the state, and they have surrounding states that where people can come over and wager on horse racing and things of that nature. So that might be a good item to compare to. But, you know, this thing is in such an infantile stage. I'm not sure if everyone really has figured out how far can we take this. And we haven't even talked about the impact it's going to have on teams and players.
And I want to get to that, but one more, Claves, and then we got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about the impact it's going to take on teams and players. If this does pass in Missouri, do you feel it could be beneficial for the state?
Well, yeah, it should be. But, you know, the lottery was supposed to be beneficial.
Right.
The casinos were supposed, and I'm sure they have had a significant impact, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be stupid not to have it, especially when you have, you know, the Powerball that, you know, ranges throughout the country. So, yeah, I think it's good. I think how you manage it, this is a little different than the lottery. And you can scream and yell at a horse that finishes in fourth place. You know, it doesn't have the same impact as it does with what we're dealing with now.
Yeah, let's take a quick break, Claves. Let's when we come back, let's dig deeper into the professional sports side of it and how this could affect athletes and front office members of the professional leagues. That's next on KMOX. We're talking the legalization of sports betting throughout the United States now here on the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. Alex Ferrario back with you. Mike Claiborne sticking around for one more segment to dig a little deeper into this one. Claves, let me read you this quote that came out a little bit after the news was broke about Joe Maddon from the Chicago Cubs. He says, "It's already allowed. As far as I'm concerned, it's already legal. It's been legal. I think it will be controlled properly. It's one of those things where you just take the blanket off. It's been there. It's true. It's happened. Now you prevent more states to benefit. I don't see anything different, actually. It doesn't move the needle for me personally. I get why it was done. Why should one state get exclusive ability to do something like that over other ones?" Now that's Joe Maddon, a manager for the Chicago Cubs side of this. But Tony Clark on the Players Association for Major League Baseball said that his biggest concern with this news is protecting the safety of players and managers.
Yeah, and he's spot on. And I think every other league has got to look at that too, for a variety of reasons. I think the integrity of making sure players understand that they have to maintain that professional role. So are players going to be allowed to wager? That's the first question.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a guy in Pete Rose that was betting on the game, and he's on ice for the rest of his life. So are players going to be allowed to wager? You know, the league is going to have to step up its security to make sure players don't get tarnished by being with the wrong crowd who are maybe – you know, real deep gamblers. You also have the notion where I think you're going to have a problem where if you think people get upset because a guy doesn't do well in your fantasy league, can you imagine what happens if a guy goes 0-4 or, you know, maybe we expand the betting range where you can directly pin it on somebody? or now all of a sudden the lineup means a lot more?
Well, let me put something even closer.
Because, you know, you have the amateur gamblers that are now going to take this on.
Yeah.
And they're going to have more emotion in this venture than maybe the guy who sits out in Vegas and, you know, he's following four or five games a night. You and I know guys who gamble on a small scale, and to see when they lose, you know, it's devastating to them. So multiply that times 10 for people who really have no clue, and you're going to have some problems. And you're going to have individuals have problems with players and athletes and coaches and managers and how they do things.
Well, and you go specifically like to a league in the NFL, Claves, where you have athletes that struggled to manage their money correctly. You add gambling on top of that to these athletes that can bet on themselves or bet on their teams. Boy, you're going to have a lot more financial problems among not only the league, but the athletes that are involved with it.
Well, yeah, that's a great point you make. And let's back up for a second. You know, gambling on games has been fairly accepted in Europe, in South America, in Australia. And you see why fans are so rabid toward their players and their officials.
Brutal.
You know, I'll tell you the guy who's going to catch a lot of heat is, how about the home plate umpire?
Yeah.
Is there an official in sports that has more of an impact on a game than a home plate umpire?
Well, yeah, I mean, and NHL officials.
Yeah, but I mean, an umpire can decide to say, virtually every time the ball leaves a pitcher's hand, unless the guy hits it, an umpire can decide that fate.
And there's nothing else that the athlete can do about it because they're tossed as soon as you argue.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, and you're right about hockey. And, you know, all the sports have it. You know, the NBA had a guy that got caught cheating.
Yeah.
You know, he was fixing games. And there goes another issue with regard to not only the integrity of the player, now the integrity of the official is going to be scrutinized even more. And granted, the leagues do a really good job of making sure the people that they have working for them are scrutinized. The question is, now let's take it to the level of college sports. Is the same integrity in embraced because of what these college referees are going to be doing? Does the NCAA have the same wherewithal like the NBA or the NHL or the NFL in how they vet their officials? You know, we're talking about a guy who's got a day job, who has the ability to go do games at night or whatever. Now, all of a sudden, his situation is going to change.
Yeah.
So there's so many things to this because of the impact that gambling can now have. That I just say, hey, you know, be careful for what you wish for. It's here to stay, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But I think every league has now got to step it up from a security standpoint and make sure that they have this thing straightened out. The other issue is this. As I said earlier, what if they say, well, you can do this online? Now you can do it from the comfort of your home.
Or your phone.
And I know that there's some operations that are already at play like that.
Yeah.
But now that you're going to expand it more, you know, you have to concern yourself with a hacking issue. You have to concern yourself with the online abuse that you see. And again, there are people who've already been gambling. Okay, gambling's been it's an age old industry.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're inviting a new group of people who may not know how to do it. There was also a discussion, will you be allowed to gamble in your seat at these games?
Right. Because access on your cell phone during a game.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many things that are out there that, and again, I think it's going to have the biggest impact we've ever seen in sports in this country. And I know that they've had issues in, well, you know, you think about soccer. How many times do you hear about a referee that's been suspended,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of, you know, the way he threw a game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's something that's more common there than we see in our sports in America. Well, there's a whole lot more riding on games here in this country than you may see in some other smaller countries. So I think that you run that risk. And once you open up that can of worms, man, you're really going to have some problems trying to create an honest, fair playing field where, as Tony Clark mentioned, the word integrity integrity will be spelled with capital letters from this point on.
Do you feel like that that each state or maybe the federal government is going to have, or each league is going to have specific federal regulations when it comes down to every specific league to make sure that those regulations are upheld and make sure that the officials jump in?
That's a good question. And while the federal government has its own problems, I think you will have to instill some regulations. And I think they have to be very stiff.
Yeah.
I think if we're going to go down this path, we need to insulate these sports and make sure that if someone crosses that line, that be it a federal offense, that it's not a slap on the wrist. I mean, it's very stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the only way you can get everyone's attention early on. Because if you just think you can just roll something out and think we're going to be on the honor system here, then you're sadly mistaken. That won't apply. But I think you're going to have your state regulations, but I think overall, because of all the sports that are involved, it's going to have to be a federal regulation. And I'm just scared to death that on the federal side, we can't get anything done now on things that are much more important in our society than gambling.
Yeah.
But I think now with the money that's at stake, we're talking billions of dollars here. With the money that's at stake, they're going to have to call time out and put some regulations in. And who writes that bill, stay tuned. It'll be interesting.
Well, since we're talking about the federal side of this, do you feel like the right leaders are in place, Claves, of the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, all the professional sports, and then once you get to the NCAA, do you feel like the right leaders are at hand to deal with something like this?
You know, I really don't know. That's a good question. I will say I don't think Roger Goodell could lead anybody. I don't think that Roger Goodell could lead somebody down a hallway. But apparently he's been charged with that. You know, Adam Silver was a guy who was way out in front on this well before anybody thought about talking about it. Gary Bettman, I mean, I think Gary Bettman will go with the flow. I think Gary Bettman would be just glad somebody wants to bet on the NHL the way he's nearly ruined it. And then you have baseball, who has a guy, as I mentioned, on ice in Pete Rose because he did bet.
What happens to him?
Well, that's a great question. I don't think they're going to grandfather him in.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way, because those were the rules at the time. So I think that's just something that's going to be he's going to be stuck with. But I wouldn't be surprised to hear a campaign on his behalf for this.
Yeah, you feel like that's
going to what you're talking about.
You feel like that's going to spark a big debate.
I go back to my original point. You and I have been talking about this for a few minutes, and we touched on at least a couple of dozen items.
Yeah,
that this is going to directly affect, and we're just talking about surface items. There's somebody in a room smarter than you and me that would probably come up with another dozen issues at hand that need to be addressed at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, you know the more issues will come out. Claves, final one before we let you go. I want to read this quote from the owner of the Washington Wizards and the Washington Capitals. They're looking at the positive side of this one, so I want to get your thoughts on this. He said, brings a million-dollar bill or multi-billion dollar industry out of the shadows and into the sunlight where its integrity can be guaranteed and consumers can be better protected. I think that the increased transparency that will accompany more legalized betting around the country will only further protect against potential corruption.
I would agree with that, and I can't think of the guy who wrote that statement. He created AOL.
Ted Leonis. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so I get it, and he's right, but I think, you know, we have to have some legitimate federal regulations to make sure this thing is done properly, and you probably need to create a czar to oversee it. And I think from a technology standpoint, you're going to have some state-of-the-art equipment in play to monitor these things because I think it's going to come up on more than one occasion. And I think every athlete that puts a uniform on from this point on is going to be held to a greater light, because anytime he looks like things are going irregular, instead of calling him a bum, they're going to say he's throwing a game. And, you know, we've all grown up in an environment where integrity, as far as maintaining integrity, has been something we've held sacred. I think it's going to get challenged now, and I think people are going to be even more mean-spirited because there's going to be a lot more money lost than won.
It's a great point.
And that's why gambling exists.
Yeah.
They always win. You know, yeah, you may have a couple of days out of the year. You may hit on certain events. But at the end of the day, they're raking in the money, man. If they didn't, they wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. I don't know. This is going to be very intriguing to watch over the next few weeks and months to find out, you know, more states that jump out in front of this and what the league does with it. So, Mike Claiborne, we always appreciate the time, sir. Thank you so much for coming on with us tonight to talk a little bit about this. And I believe we'll talk tomorrow, Cardinals and Twins.
Cardinals and Twins, we're in Minnesota, and the weather is already better here than it was in San Diego. Let's hope the Cardinal bats can warm up with it.
Well, we're hoping, and let's see what your reaction is once you come back to the 96 and up here back in St. Louis, Klibs, and we'll see
you
in a couple
of years. I'll take it.
You'll take it.
I'll take it, man.
I don't know if you'll take it after what we've got this evening, but still you're going to get those high 90-degree weather, Klibs. Thank you so much for coming on with us. Let's take another break. By the way, update on Alex Reyes, who has a very important set of eyes in Peoria watching him tonight. John Mozeliak, who we'll hear a little bit from in the 8 o'clock hour. Reyes has 9 strikeouts, has given up 1 hit, 1 walk through 4 innings of work, 62 pitches thrown. 9 strikeout, guys. Whew, can't wait to get this guy back into the lineup. Let's talk horse racing and their effect on this sports betting legalization next on KMOX.
Now, back to the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Let's welcome Brian Zander in, the president over at Fairmount Park, to talk a little bit about the horse racing takes place over in Illinois. Obviously, we've been talking a lot about sports betting, but before we get into that and the legalization of it, Brian, welcome into KMOX, and you guys got an event coming up, the Preakness this Saturday over at Fairmount Park.
Yeah, well, what we're going to be doing on Saturday is, of course, we're going to be simulcasting the entire day. So you can come in on Saturday morning. You can actually come in on Friday morning if you want to bet the entire Preakness card from Baltimore. You can do that. The Preakness, I think, goes off around 5:35 St. Louis time. And then our live races start at 7:30 that evening.
And what about other opportunities for people to come out to Fairmount Park? Because I know that there's other chances to come out for horse racing rather than just during the Triple Crown.
Yes. Well, of course, tomorrow will be a great promotion we've had for over 20 years called the Horse Hookie. And low admission and very cheap hot dogs and sodas and beers. And that's just become a great tradition in St. Louis. The first two Tuesdays we've had have been just unbelievable crowds, although, yes, we had great weather. And so that's always fun. And then, of course, you'd have this Saturday. And then starting the following Saturday, the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, we begin our Party at the Park series, which is going to run for 9 weeks, where we have live music and great specials. And that's become also a very, very popular item in St. Louis.
So how can people get more information about these horse hookie days or even about this Preakness event on Saturday?
Best way, just go to fairmountpark.com.
Again, we're talking with Brian Zander, the president over at Fairmount Park. So, Brian, the big news today, and we've been talking a lot about it here tonight on KMLX, is the sports betting being legalized in New Jersey, potentially in the United States. It's state by state, and we have to wait to find out if Missouri or Illinois will get involved with it. But how beneficial could this be for Fairmount Park if Illinois decides to legalize sports betting?
Well, it could be. There are a number of proposals that are in Springfield that are out there with regards to sports betting, but they're all kind of in the early stages. So it's hard to really tell at this point exactly who will become involved. Is this going to be something that's only going to be at a brick-and-mortar facility? Is this going to be something that is going to be totally online and mobile and so no one really knows at this point. I try to liken our situation in Illinois very, very similar to New Jersey, mm-hmm. where actually that's the state that challenged the federal statute.
Yeah.
So you have 8 or 9 casinos that are owned by 6 or 7 different companies, depending on how you count it. And there are 3 racetracks in the state of New Jersey, just like there are 3 racetracks in the state of Illinois. So what they've done is they've said, well, okay, look, here's the people that are eligible, the racetracks and the casinos, and that's it. So, you know, it's very hard to say what will happen in Illinois, but we're hopeful that it will have a positive impact on the horse racing industry.
Well, and New Jersey said that they'll be ready for sports betting at their racetrack in about a week. I'm assuming if this does pass in Illinois, Fairmount would be ready quickly.
Well, certainly. I mean, you know, our argument is that, okay, we have a hard time if we're talking about slots and things like that, but you have to remember is in terms of taking legal wagering on the outcome of a sporting event in the St. Louis area, we've been doing it since 1925, and really no one else has.
Kind of leads me to my next question here, Brian. Could this potentially save Fairmount Park in terms of traffic coming in to Illinois to put bets on sporting events rather than just horse racing?
Well, it potentially very well could. One of the racetracks, a beautiful historic racetrack in New Jersey called Monmouth Park, has basically said, if this were to pass, this is going to basically put us into a new generation of horse racing, and that this could be what could really spur some growth in an industry that's just been lacking in the last few years. So we have our fingers crossed, and we're certainly going to work very hard.
Yeah, this seems to be a really big deal in sports, rightfully so, with how much money goes into this business. Can you give me a rough estimate or a ballpark figure, Brian, of how Fairmount has benefited financially the state of Illinois?
Well, we're basically about a break-even proposition in terms of the state. You know, there's a high cost of regulation. We have to make sure that the integrity of the races is always preserved.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of things you have to do there. But we used to have a lot more racing days, and we've had to cut those back. That's not good for our employees. It's not really good for anything. So I think if we did have something like sports gaming, then, you know, we could afford to run many more days. We could keep these jobs going a lot longer. We could keep people off of unemployment, and we could produce quite a bit more in terms of tax revenue.
Really paints a picture of how it could be potentially beneficial to the state of Missouri if they consider this too, right?
Well, and I'm sure that they will. I know there's been some discussions, and so there is not a horse racing industry in Missouri, but there are several casinos, and they all of them have interest in sports betting. So I'm sure you'll see a lot of activity in Jeff City.
He is Brian Zander, the president over at Fairmount Park this Saturday, the Preakness afternoon. It's going to be a whole afternoon leading you up until the second leg of the Triple Crown. Brian Zander, we always appreciate the time, sir. Have fun this weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Thank you so much.
There you go, Brian Zander. Interesting stuff. We'll keep a close eye on it as we continue to move along in the next few weeks and months, but it's going to be big, guys. It's going to be big. Big, by the way, Alex Reyes, 10 strikeouts now for Peoria. We'll take a break, come back with more on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.